and we're getting more announcements today about cabinet appointments from the Trump transition team. Multiple media outlets are reporting that former Labor Secretary Elaine Chao is Trump's nominee for Transportation Secretary. She is the wife of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. NPR has not yet confirmed that news. The president-elect has also nominated Georgia Congressman Tom Price to be Health and Human Services Secretary. And joining us now for more on all of this is NPR's Tamara Keith. Hi, Tam.
Hi.
And let's start with Tom Price. Who is he and why did Trump nominate him?
Well, so he is a member of Congress, has been since 2005, and is an outspoken critic of Obamacare, or also known as the Affordable Care Act. He's an orthopedic surgeon, chairman of the House Budget Committee, also on the Ways and Means Committee, which does taxes. And he has been really a strong voice against the Affordable Care Act. He would like to replace it with sort of a mix of things, expanding health savings account, making it savings accounts, making it so people could buy health insurance across state lines, and tort reform, preventing malpractice lawsuits or reducing malpractice lawsuits. It's not clear that that actually would be a replacement for Obamacare, but that's what he has talked about. He also favors at least partially privatizing Medicare and is on board with the proposal from the House Speaker that would raise the eligibility age for Medicare. So, you know, if personnel is policy, then This is a very clear signal from the president-elect that he plans to follow through and follow through quickly on his promise that he made throughout the campaign to repeal and replace Obamacare.
And what about Elaine Chao, who, as we said, was George W. Bush's labor secretary and the wife of Senator Mitch McConnell, the majority leader in the U.S. Senate, as a possible nominee for transportation?
You know, the thing that's interesting about her is she's sort of the ultimate Washington insider. When Mitch McConnell was running for re-election and at the time he would then become the majority leader, one of the concerns about his wife being on the campaign trail too much is that she would make him seem like he had gone Washington and was too much of an insider and not enough of an outsider. She has a lot of experience, cabinet-level experience, administrative experience. Fun fact, she would become the second woman to be both a labor secretary, transportation secretary, and wife of the Senate Majority Leader, the first being Elizabeth Dole, who was married to who is married to Bob Dole.
That is a fun fact, Tam.
Thank you. Yeah, fun fact.
And now, what about the big position that people have been talking about, Secretary of State? We know that Trump is meeting for a second time tonight with Mitt Romney over dinner. Yesterday, Trump met with former CIA Chief David Petraeus. What's the latest on the Secretary of State nomination?
Well, this has been a very contentious position. Obviously, it's a very important position. It's the public face of the United States of America to countries all over the world. There has been sort of internal strife about that pick, internal strife that became externally visible to everyone when Kellyanne Conway, who is an advisor to the president-elect, went on the Sunday talk shows and was openly critical of Mitt Romney. Now, of course, Mitt Romney had been openly critical of Donald Trump throughout the process, throughout the primary process, and had just been very critical of Trump. So there's this sort of internal divide over whether it's a good idea to bring in someone like Mitt Romney, who truly was a rival. There's always this talk of, a cabinet of rivals. But that would be another step. And so, but on the other hand, Mitt Romney is widely respected and has sort of a diplomatic temperament.
Right.
That is very much still up in the air. There are lots of other people, David Petraeus, Senator Corker, possibly former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, all still potentially in that mix.
Meanwhile, Trump is not tweeting about that. He's been tweeting about voter fraud. He has been tweeting about flag burning. He's been attacking CNN. What's that all about? A lot of people are looking at those tweets and saying he's just doing this to distract from something else.
Yeah, and attacking a CNN reporter individually.
Yeah.
Retweeting a bunch of people who had been Trump basically trolling him. So, you know, this has been Donald Trump's modus operandi throughout the campaign, and it hasn't stopped now. And it does do an excellent job. It's like, look at that flashy thing over there. It does this for Donald Trump's purposes. If people are constantly on this treadmill of following the latest thing that he tweeted, then you know, it changes the subject. One subject that has been on the front page of many papers recently, and on our air as well, is the idea of conflicts of interest with Donald Trump's business dealings. And today on the transition call, his aides were asked about the contract for the Trump Hotel in Washington, D.C., that appears to say that someone in government can't have a contract with the U.S. government for the lease on the hotel. So they didn't have an answer for that, but that is yet another sort of ongoing issue.
That's Tamara Keith, NPR White House correspondent. Tam, thanks.
You're welcome.